Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 418. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how to receive a CD or audio tape at the end of the program. Please specify which one you want. It's absolutely free, including postage and handling. We have some music. We have testimonies. Sometimes the Lord will not lead me to have testimonies read, but whatever it is that He wants, I want. We have a very strong message from the third chapter of Romans today, and let's go to the throne and ask the Lord to anoint the message and to anoint whatever for Him to take over this service and do what He will with it, Lord. That the souls in the world will be saved, that they will at least receive the truth before they go out to eternity. And Lord, that there will be no twisting of the word the way the false prophets are doing today. Then they want everybody to feel sorry for them when they are stripped of good health in front of the entire public, because they laugh and they smile and they carry on sinfully before the eyes of everybody, totally showing that they don't have faith in Your promises. But Your word says, let every man be called a liar and let God be the truth. Lord, if everyone stands together, both Jew or Gentile, and says that Your promises are not true, they are liars. You make a promise, a covenant to people if they keep Your commandments, if they have faith, not just an outward showing of or an attempt to keep Your rules and regulations, but an inward circumcision of the heart, which means when the Holy Spirit cuts in to a person's heart and separates them from sin, so that they have the power of You within them, Father, Lord Jesus, and Holy Spirit, so that they are able to keep the commandments, and so they will not attempt to destroy Your word or be used by the devil to, or Satan, to cause people to believe that Your promise of if you keep the commandments, you'll be saved, and if you don't, you'll be damned. By faith we're saved, and by doubt we're damned. Only by faith in the Word of God, in His promises, that if we keep His commandments, if we keep Your commandments, Lord, will we be saved, and if we don't, Your promise of everlasting destruction in the lake of fire is true as well. Lord, print this on everyone's heart and soul that listens. And Lord, if they refuse, well then strip them down the same way that You just did Tammy Baker for doing the things that are absolutely contrary to Your word in front of the entire population of the world. And so haughty and so high-minded and so untruthful and it just was so irritating. It's like Susie told me, Lord, and Thou knowest. She said, those two people are going to give the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ that black eye. And Tony, I just pray that God will give you the strength to endure the onslaught of it, and that you'll have the power of God within you to continue preaching the promises of God of hellfire and brimstone to those that twist, that change the word of God, that You'll preach the kingdom of heaven to those that believe the promises. By faith we're saved, by doubt we're damned. Lord, let every man be called a liar that says anything different. Every man and every female, Lord. Lord, and that everyone that believes, that means they believe the promises that if they keep the word, they'll be saved, and if they don't, they're going to be damned. These are Your promises, Lord. And let every man be called a liar that you don't keep Your promises. let you be the truth, and everyone's going to find out on this earth and in the kingdom of heaven, at the judgment bar of God especially, that your promises are absolutely true. Lord, we ask that the church is strengthened as well, in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone says, amen.
Amen.
Now, a lot of people always are trying to disprove the Word of God. And yet you see the Word of God coming to pass all the time. They are actually archaeologists going over to try to see if the truth of Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, that the walls came tumbling down. Listen, if God said it, you better believe it, amen, because amen. It's the truth. God doesn't, he's not like man that are liars. Here I am saying Joshua fit the battle of Jericho. And it's true.
Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, around Jericho, around Jericho. Well, Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down, God knows that. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, around Jericho, around Jericho. Well, Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Good morning, Sister Mary. Good morning, Brother John. Well, I want to stop and talk with you and tell you how I come along. I know you've heard about Joshua, he was the son of Nun. He never stopped his work until, well, his work was done. God knows that Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Hey, Joshua fit the battle around Jericho when the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your men of Gideon, you may brag about the men of Saul, but there's none like Joshua in the battle of Jericho. Up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with spear in hand. Go blow the ramble, Joshua cried, on the battle and member, and God knows that Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Well, Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, when the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your men of Gideon, you may brag about the king of Saul, but there's none like Joshua at the battle of Jericho. Well, the heavy red gun, the Joshua's spear, so well not 12 feet long. And upon his hip was a double-edged sword, and his mouth was a gospel horn. Yet bold and brave, he stood salvation in his hand. Go, broke them, ran home, Joshua cried, cause the devil can't do you no harm. God knows that Joshua beat the battle around Jericho, around Jericho, around Jericho. Well, Joshua beat the battle around Jericho, where the walls come tumbling down. Up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with spear in hand. Rode low and ran home, Joshua cried, cause the battle came to you no harm. Then the lamb, ram, sheep, horns begin to blow, the trumpets begin to sound. Then Joshua shouted, glory, and the walls came tumbling down. God knows that Joshua beat the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Well, Joshua beat the battle around Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down.
Praise the Lord. Yes, the walls did come tumbling down. The walls are going to come tumbling down in your life, and they already are. The entire world has been deceived, and God is gradually pouring out his wrath. This is the beginning of sorrows, and he's going to continue. It's never, this is a promise. It's never going to get better. He said, and this is a promise, it's going to get worse and worse, and it behooves you, it'd be advantageous to you if you believe God and leave whatever you're doing now and start serving him, and don't ever turn back, because God's promise is if you believed him and you received his word at one time and you were regenerated, you were saved. And you turn back, it isn't going to be nice for you. He said it'd be just like you turned into a dog. You went back to the type of dog life you lived before, and started lapping up the type of vomit, the world vomit. That's what it is. The world is condemned, And it's like vomit to go and to be concerned about the things of this world. I'm not saying that you're not supposed to be concerned about the lost souls in this world, but we're to be concerned enough about the lost souls in this world to tell them the truth, not to twist like the false prophets do, like to tell, oh, God forgives if you're a lesbian or if you're a homosexual, or if you're, you know, he'll forgive you if, you know, you come to him, and then he washes all those sins away, everything, adultery, lying, stealing, extortion, all those kind of things. But if after you have known the truth, and you still, you can go back to that old kind of life of sin and woe, well, then there remains no more repentance for you. You're like a sow, a pig, because the people in the world, God tells you, and believe me, this is a promise. His promise is true, that you were a pig or a dog before. God doesn't mince words with you. He doesn't sugarcoat his word. Amen. He tells you just like it is. The false prophets throw all kinds of, you know, it's like these new cereals that they have. They just drench them in sugar. Because, you know, people don't like to eat just wheat raw, you know, unless you or oats raw without some kind of sweetener in them. But the Lord doesn't sugarcoat his word like the cereal companies do. Now, there might be a couple of them that just give it to you plain. But the Lord does that. He gives it to you plain and straight. And he said, this is true. And he told the Jews that that's what the way it was. Even in the Old Testament, they had the plan of salvation. And I've written a book. It's called the Messiah Book. Other people have written them too, but there's so many mistakes in them. But I come down the line with scriptures, because only faith in the scriptures are able to save your soul. Again, Jesus, his last words were to go and preach the word to the entire world, all the nations, because not only he came to preach the gospel first to the Jews, and the oracles of God were given, the oracles means the word of God was given to the Jews. And they were also told that circumcision, the outward circumcision of the flesh, wasn't really of any value at all. He said, you must be circumcised in the heart. This is in the Old Testament. So that the only way you could be circumcised of the heart is by conversion. It's that's in Deuteronomy 10:16, where he talks about circumcision of the outward. Then chapter 30, verse 6, it says circumcision must be of the heart. So the Jews were told the plan of salvation, and I've written a book with 330 some odd scriptures telling about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the truth of the word was given to the Jews first. I'm going to be reading today from the third chapter of Romans, and the first verse says, what advantage or what profit is there then? The Jew has an advantage because they were the ones that were given the utterances of God, the actual word of God. So what advantage then has the Jew over the Gentile? The Gentile didn't know God, but the Jews did. God saved the entire nation of Israel, and most of them fell away. They were saved. And so you hear these false prophets saying, there's no such thing as falling away from the Lord after he saves you. Well, he saved them out of Egypt. But they all fell away out on the out in the wilderness, with the exception of all the old-timers, with the exception of Joshua and Caleb. Moses did something that was wrong, and so he wasn't able to enter the land of milk and honey. But he made it in, and we have scripture to tell us of that when he and Elijah came visiting the Lord on the mount in the spirit. Their forms came down, and we know that he did eventually enter the promised land in the spirit. And so there is a promised land that the Lord tells about. Well, what advantage is there in being a Jew? Has the Jew, or what profit is there in being circumcised in the heart? Much in every way. You know, it's believing the Word of God, because when you don't believe the Word of God, say for instance, I'm going to give you an example here. The Vatican says they were the first church. This is the Antichrist cult, says they were the first church. But if you read the scriptures, you're going to see, read the second chapter of Acts, and then go back to the Old Testament, that the Jews were the ones that were given the oracles of God. Amen? The Amen. Word of God, the Logos. The Logos means word. This is the Greek word for the word. Or word. And so there's a great advantage to the Jews, because they knew of salvation in the Old Testament, and they knew about being circumcised in the heart rather than just outward appearance of circumcision. And the Bible plainly states that salvation is the result. Being saved, the result of salvation is from the work of God's Holy Spirit, circumcising our heart, or entering into our heart, not the mere external efforts of a bunch of people that don't receive the Spirit of God, that don't receive the inward circumcision. To the external efforts to conform to His law, no one outwardly, without being circumcised in the heart, without the Spirit of God entering into your heart, can separate themselves from sin. So, I'm going to repeat that again. Salvation is the result from the work of God's Spirit in the heart, not the mere external efforts to conform to His law. It doesn't make any difference if you're a Jew outwardly. I say, I'm a Jew, and that's what they said to Jesus. We be the seed of Abraham. We will always be saved. Well, the promise of God doesn't give any promise to an external Jew, somebody that just was circumcised, and just because they're born a Jew, it doesn't promise that. The Lord says that they must have faith. They must receive the Logos, or the Word of God, by faith. They must receive the Holy Spirit into their heart to circumcise their heart, so that they can receive. This means that they must receive the full nourishment of the Word of God, the Logos, into their heart, to where they can be nourished by God's Spirit enough to be able to keep the commandments in this world today. Now, Billy Graham said that he wished he would have studied the Word of God more, and I wish he would have too, because they say that he's preached the gospel to more people than anybody else in the world. Well, Jim and Tammy Maker have too, you know, because they've been on TV so many years and everything, but they were preaching a false salvation. That God is just love, and He does. In other words, His promises, the Bible, the Word, the Logos, is all garbage, because it says, you know, we can. They admit that they committed homosexuality and adultery after they were saved, and I don't have any doubt that they were saved at one time, but then they started believing this Baptist doctrine, and the Catholic doctrine, the same thing. You can go and murder somebody and then come back the next day and light a few candles, say a few Hail Marys, and then the Baptists believe, you know, once saved, always saved. You can go out and do the same thing. And you were saved, you're washed in the blood, and you can't fall away, you're locked in. This is contrary, absolutely a lie. Now again, let every man be called a liar, okay? God's promises are true. Man, if you transgress, you're like a dog going back to your vomit, and you're like a pig being washed and then going right back into the wallowing in the mire. Okay, then also the Bible says that there's no more repentance, because what you people are doing out there is you're taking the logos, the word, the actual promises of God, and making them there's no effect of the promises of God in you, because you're trying to look godly and you're like making yourself look sad, and you're the one that hasn't received by faith the word of God. God is not by his spirit dwelling in you. So there's no virtue of you saying that you're a Christian if you're doing the exact opposite of what God's promises said would happen. So we have some testimonies, and we'll get into this just a little bit later. I pray that all you people that believe as Baptists and you Catholics and all other false religions, I pray that you're enjoying this broadcast. I'm saying this because it's true. And again, all you people that discount God's promises, you'll find out soon enough. Man's life is like grass, a shadow, a vapor. Eventually, and very soon, you're going to die. And I pray that God will give you forgiveness and that you'll start living the straight and narrow way into the kingdom of heaven, as Jesus promised that you must. He said, most people, he says, straight is the way and narrow is the gate that leads to life eternal. And broad is the way to destruction. In other words, there's billions of people that are going to spend eternity in hell, and very few, he says, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Because you do not believe God's promises that he will send your soul to hell, even if you go around saying you're a Christian. It would be much better that you would never say that you're a Christian if you're out doing the same things that the people of the world are doing, because you're showing everybody, or you're trying to influence a lot of people in the world, and indeed you have, that you can go about saying you're a Christian and do the same things that the sinners do. The Spirit of God enters people's heart to separate you totally from sin. All right, so that the Bible says, so that you can be perfect. And if anyone's telling you that no one is perfect, you're a liar, because anyone that walks by the Spirit and does not do the things of the flesh, they're perfect according to God, because they can get into the kingdom of heaven. There's not one spot, blemish, or wrinkle on them. They're saved. And because they believe his promises, both to those that do his will and the promises also to those that don't do his will. Are you enjoying this broadcast, you phonies? I know that you people that are of the Lord enjoy it, but amen. What about you phonies? You want to turn me off real fast? And it doesn't make any difference if you duck your head in the sand or you turn to Bozo or Lassie or somebody besides me or one of these false prophets. You're going to find out that I'm telling you the truth, that God's promises are true. His word is true, and all the promises in his word are absolutely true. God has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And just because you're a Jew, or just because you said, yes, Lord, and then you say, well, God is forgiving. Yes, he forgives all your sins. And then he comes into your heart, circumcising it with his Spirit, and gives you the power to not sin again. What do you think that the Lord just babbles? He said, go now, after the Spirit has circumcised your heart, and sin no more. Because if you do go sin again and again and again, he says there, unless the worst thing happens to you. Amen?
Amen.
Well, what would be the worst thing? Well, the best thing is no matter what sins you've committed in your life, if you come to the Lord and really are sincere, and you really want to enter into eternal life, yeah, you accept him, his spirit that separates you from sin, because it mortifies the dirty, filthy mind that you have, and it mortifies your desire to ponder filth that Satan comes to you in the spirit. He attacks your mind. It's like a squadron of flying tigers that hits your brain with all sorts of filthy thoughts. But these are not excusable after you've been saved for any period of time, because you're to resist the devil. You're to come against these thoughts and these evil things that Satan brings you. You're not to allow Satan to entertain you with filth, but you're to resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. And you're supposed to flee from the very appearance of evil. That means that you're not to just look at sin and enjoy it and smile and get your kicks from it. You are to flee from the very appearance of it. That means if you see something on your TV set that's filthy, you're to turn the cut picker off, the filth off. Amen?
Amen.
And if you see it on the street, if you see somebody throwing you a fleeting glance or smiling at you, that come hither gleam in their eye, you're to immediately turn your head away wide and flee from it. Now, Billy Graham also said, he said, I sure hate to be a young man in this day and age, because he said there's so much temptation here. But the Lord said that he'd keep us from the hour of temptation. If you read his word, his logos, the word, and flee, you follow the instructions of his word, you flee from the very appearance of evil, and you come against any attack on your mind, because the Lord tells us to put on the mind of Christ. You should know all these scriptures, but not only know them, but to use the scriptures to fend off Satan, to run him away, to resist him away from you. So, you know, let a word or a logo, a word of God, a promise of God to the wise should be sufficient. Amen?
Amen.
All right. We have some letters that came in. I remember Perry Como years ago used to have his little gold diggers saying, I know that Dean Martin had the gold diggers, but they'd say, letters, we get lots and lots of letters. Well, I get so many of them, I can't. You know, we just can't read them all on the air. We get, I'm told we get around 1,500 emails a day, and I don't solicit them. I would say most of them are asking for more literature, which is saying, look, we want to read more of what the Lord has given you. We want to be strong in the Word. We want to be powerful. So we have a couple of them now. That's about all we have time for. If I'm going to bring a message today, which you've already received some of the message. But where's the first one from?
From Londonderry, New Hampshire.
Londonderry town. Okay, then let's hear what they have to say.
Dear Pastor Alamo, just a note to let you know that I continue to pray for you and the saints.
Thank you, and praise the Lord. I pray for everyone in the world that their souls will be saved. In Jesus' name. Let your word be received into people's hearts, your promises as truth, and everything else be a liar. Then what?
You and your ministry have been through much over the years.
Mm-hmm. And all people that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And if you people's church out there don't receive persecution, well, it's because you're not doing anything for the Lord. You're living according to the false prophets that say, well, God is forgiving, and God, he forgives you of your old sins, but he tells you, go and sin no more. That's a promise. And the promise is, if you do, a worse thing's going to happen to you. That's a promise. Amen?
Amen.
The Lord doesn't speak idle words like you or yours or your friends and relatives of the news media, that had these false religions. He's not like a man. Man would not donate their son for give you your firstborn and only born son for the forgiveness of sins, to shed his blood for people. That's what makes God different than man. Amen?
Amen.
He's not like you, and he ain't like you. Not at all. He ain't like man. Okay?
Amen.
He's not like you. He's not like me. I'm like him now, because I've been circumcised in the heart by the Holy Spirit of the Lord, and I preach his word, and many other people have done the same. But there's a lot more that don't. A lot more that are going to hell in the lake of fire. Okay, go ahead, read.
Wow, I listen to you on shortwave on 15.825 every morning at 9 Eastern Time. Stay strong in our loving Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May God bless you, a sister in Christ, Kelly, from Londonderry, New Hampshire.
Oh, wow. Well, God bless you. Her name is Terry, or is it he or she?
It's a she, Kelly.
Kelly.
Kelly?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Kelly, God bless you, and I'll be praying for you as well. And I pray for all the people, that they'll be saved, that they believe God. Not to be like Eve, who didn't believe God, that if she ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that she wouldn't die. And the devil told her, you'll be like God. In other words, people believe they're God. They believe Satan. When God tells you that you're made out of the dirt of the ground by God, how could you be God? God even tells people that when they're getting killed, will you say that you're God then? When somebody's sticking a sword through your gut or pulling a bullet through your brain, you're going to tell them, I'm God, you can't kill me. No, you can't kill God, but you and I can be killed. Amen?
Amen.
And if you murder somebody and you're saying God told you to do that, you're a liar too. These women that are drowning their little children, these men that are throwing their sons out windows, I mean, it's just unbelievable. And saying God told them to do it. They murder themselves, they're committing suicide. If you murder yourself, do you think this is bad here in this world? You'll be right in the lake of fire. You want to swim around in fire, molten lava for the rest of eternity? Well, then, you know, you're crazy. Okay?
Amen.
Are you going to sue me for saying you're crazy? Sue me. I've been sued by experts. Okay? Exploits. Okay, go ahead.
Next letter's from Benin, Africa.
Benin? Okay. How do you spell it?
Benin.
Okay.
Dear Pastor Alamo, I have the great pleasure of taking time today to send you some words to sincerely thank you for a blessing. What was it? It was your book, The Messiah. I was gravely...
Now, this is the one that tells everybody of the 333 prophecies of the Lord Jesus Christ coming to earth, and all of those promises that God made to the Jews, the oracles, the logos, the Word of God, were absolutely true. Amen?
Amen.
So, you know, how many prophecies have you made that came true in your life? Huh? There's 333 that were given to the Jews, and he kept every single one of them. And he kept all the every promise that he makes to people. He makes them to everyone on earth. Believe and you're saved, doubt and you're damned. Then what did this person say?
I was gravely ill after my husband died and tired of the many problems of this world when someone came and told me about Jesus through your book. I received the message and believed it. I was healed and my children were also healed.
Can you see? Now that's a promise. You believe and you'll be healed.
Amen.
You'll be saved and healed. Now, here's testimony right here, and I didn't ask, I don't know this woman from, I never met her or heard of her before, and here she's saying she read the book, and with all the promises of Christ, so she automatically believes by the Spirit of God that entered her to separate herself from sin, and sinners. We can preach the gospel to sinners, but we can't hang out with them. And for people that don't receive the word of God, like the different religions and people that say that the power of God is not here anymore, the Holy Spirit is not here, I shake the dust of my feet off at you, of my sandals, my boots, whatever, and I don't want to even fellowship with you because the Lord says don't. And I believe that because if we do, then we become partakers of the same sins that you're guilty of. And I'm not going to hell for you or anybody. I'm going to preach the truth to you, the word to you, and that's it. And if you believe, fine. If you don't believe, I'm going to. The Bible plainly tells me that God gives me the same credit, or he chalks up points for me every time I preach the gospel to anybody, whether you receive it or not. You're the one that's going to pay if you don't receive it according to the promise, the logos, the word of God that originally was given to the Jews. And just because people are Jews outwardly, that doesn't mean they're saved. They must be separated from sin, and they must have the circumcision of the heart. And then they can be saved if they continue on by the Spirit of God in their spirit. If they continue on in the word and belief by faith we're saved. That not of ourselves, but by faith in God. Amen. His Amen. Promises, his word. Standing on the promises of God. Amen.
Amen.
You have to stand on, you know, it's like the solid rock. We believe that Joshua fought the battle of Jericho and that the walls did come tumbling down. I don't care how many egg-headed professors or scientists say it never happened. If you believe them rather than God, you're like Eve. And you're going to die and you're going to stand judgment. Amen?
Amen.
And you're going to be one sorry person. You're going to be screaming your head off in a lake of fire for the rest of eternity. And eternity never ends. Okay? Okay, let's finish the letter.
And we are all saved.
Okay, from what? From reading the Messiah book?
Amen.
And you can have a Messiah book. It's in many languages. And in Spanish, French, especially, you know, English, Greek, and what other language? Can you German,
Italian.
Chinese, huh?
Italian.
Chinese.
Russian.
You can have one free of charge, all right? So here this woman was saved and healed, and all of her family, does it say?
Yes.
Her whole family was saved from that book. Yeah, because of the fact that she believed all the promises of God, she saw that they've all been fulfilled. So don't doubt, you know, if you are continuing to lust and partake in the world, and you're just as easily around these sinners and living a life of sin with them, don't discount the promise of God, because he'll let you do it for a while. Or if you're preaching differently than what the Bible says, but you're going to go to hell in the lake of fire, all right? That's a promise from God. No greater word. Everybody's a liar but him. If you're saying that the promises of God are not true, you're a liar. Amen?
Amen.
Let every man be called a liar that says his promises are not true. So a lot of Jews, you know, they said, why did he choose us to suffer? You know, I'm Jewish myself, so I'm not anti-Semitic. God forbid. I'm anti-anybody that is anti-Semitic.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Which is the Vatican. They're the ones that slaughtered those people in Hitler's Germany. And they put the word out, their false word, that they are evil, that the Jews are evil. Jews want to live in peace, and they have sinned, and a lot of them went to hell. But the first church was in Jerusalem, and the first church was the first real saved person, the church, is the body of Christ, which were 3,000 of them saved on the day of Pentecost in Jerusalem. That's the first church. That's the oldest church in the whole world. Jesus told us that we're supposed to love our wives as he loved us. And that was that he died for us and he paid for us. You know, in the Old Testament, people had to pay for their bride. When Abraham sent his servant to Laban, he brought him all kinds of money, gold and bracelets and trinkets of all kinds, money, because that's symbolic of what Christ did for us. He bought us. Once you buy your bride, of course, they don't believe, the United States of America and other nations don't believe, but the Jews know that to be a fact, that you buy your bride and she belongs to you and nobody else. And Jesus bought us with his precious blood that he shed on the cross at Calvary. The Bible says that, it promises that. Amen?
Amen.
And so we belong to him. We are not our own. We become the temple of God when we believe that he did these things for us. And he enters into our hearts. He circumcises our heart by his Spirit, giving us the power to separate ourselves from sin, to flee from the appearance of that sinfulness, and to put on the mind of Christ, to put Satan completely out of your life, because we belong to Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
So he went there, and this man, servant, prayed to God when he got to the place, this well, that the first feeling, let that be the one that will help me water my camels and so on, and all kinds of other things. Let her be the one that is to be purchased for Isaac. Amen?
Amen.
And no sooner did that prayer go out of his mouth than this Rebecca came forth to the well and asked him if she could water the camels and so on and so forth. Gives me chills to think about this, you know?
Amen.
And all of a sudden, you know, this happened. She invited him into the house. Doesn't say for a cup of coffee and donuts or anything like that. He invited, she invited him into the house, and one thing led to the other, and he purchased her. Now, we're supposed to love him whom we have not seen. Isaac never saw her. Amen?
Amen.
But he through the servant, bought her. And we haven't seen Christ. I mean, I've seen him, you know, after I was saved. He appeared before my very eyes. But we're to love him that we have not seen. And Isaac did. He loved her immediately. That he didn't see her before, but he took her. He bought her. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we have to be very careful to believe. That was just with money, gold, and silver, and things like that. But Jesus bought us with his life, with his blood. He shed his blood. And then when we believe his promise that if no matter how many sins we've committed previous to salvation, that if we ask him to come into our heart and circumcise our heart, he'll enter in with his Spirit and give us the power that we, because of our will, because we want to go to heaven and not hell, that we separate ourselves from sin, totally separate ourselves from sin. And salvation, the result of salvation is the work of God's Spirit entering in our heart, not the mere external efforts to conform to his law. You ask a lot of people today, are you saved? Well, I go to church, I read the Bible. That isn't an internal circumcision of the heart. That doesn't mean you're keeping the commandments. A lot of people go to church and then they go home and turn the television on, get a bottle of booze and start drinking, and then go out, many of them, to whorehouses. They go down to the bookstore and buy a bunch of, or to a cigar store where they have a lot of
porn or to the gas station, pick up a few pornographs. Is that fleeing from the very appearance of evil?
No.
No. So, you know, when these things come upon us, we have to realize that we've got to put those things away. Amen?
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit gives us the power to do so. He helps us immensely. Amen?
Amen.
Well, let's finish the letter.
After that, I received God's call for the ministry of evangelizing among children. I am now growing in this ministry in the territory called Mono Kaufo. I must tell you that all of this has been possible because of your Messiah book, which the children are helping me read and interpret. I give thanks to God and thank you very much for everything. Finally, for the evolution of the work of God, I would like you to always send me some books, Bibles, literature, and so on. We also need some megaphones. Pastor, also hold us up in your prayers. Thank you in advance, and may God bless you abundantly. Amen. D. Josephine from Cotonou, Benin, Africa.
All right. So praise the Lord. Send them all literature and tapes and CDs and whatever they use. Praise the Lord. 2 Timothy 3:15 states that the truth of salvation is in the Old Testament. Read that, please. 2 Timothy 3:15.
And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures.
Okay, because there were the Holy Scriptures back then. They didn't have the New Testament printed up back then. Amen?
Amen.
So, Paul is talking to Timothy. Amen?
Amen.
Read it again a little bit slower.
And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
And, through faith in Christ Jesus. That is, if you believe his promises. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, and then he also received the truth about the gospel in its basic form. Galatians 3:8.
And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith.
Yeah, even you heathen out there that have lived according to, like, Satan. He'll justify you to be saved, your initial salvation, if you believe his promises. And that his promises mean that if you keep the commandments, you'll be saved, and if you don't, you'll be damned. Amen?
Amen.
Don't just go one-sided, you know, eliminate the condemnation, the promises that your soul will be destroyed if you don't keep the promises. That's what these false prophets do. And I'm not, you know, I know the worldly views don't talk about anybody if they just died, you know. That isn't scriptural either. It talks about Judas, you know, it talks about him, amen?
Amen.
But he fell away from God too. The angels in heaven, why should we talk about them? Oh, because they're going to hell. We shouldn't. Get out of here. You know, some people are born creeps, evil, devils, okay? So read Galatians 3:8 again.
And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith.
Yeah, but only by faith. In other words, belief that his promises are true.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
You heathen out there can be saved if you believe that all his promises are true. If you believe that, you know, you receive him into your heart, the Spirit of God, and so you're separated from sin. And you continue being separated from sin, even though you were a heathen, you become a son of God, and then you continue on in the Word of God, believing his promises, in faith, believing. Amen?
Amen.
Not only about you being saved, but also if you go back, you're going to be like a dog returning to your vomit and a sow that once was washed from your filthy former sins. And he separates you from a sinful life, and he expects you to resist the devil so that he'll flee from you, flee from the very appearance of evil, and for you to put on the mind of Christ, the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then go on.
And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In thee shall all nations be blessed.
See, right there, he's telling you the Jews in the Old Testament, the oracles of God were given to them about, in other words, that you'll be saved, that all the nations, if they believe, even the heathens, shall be saved by belief in the 333 prophecies of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
And that he'd die on the cross, shed his blood, he'd be pierced in the hands and in his feet, and pierced in the side, sold for 30 pieces of silver, and it goes on and on, all the prophecies. So what advantage then has the Jew? Question mark. Or what profit is there of circumcision? Outward circumcision certainly is not of any value. Read the 30th chapter of Deuteronomy, verse 6. Okay, this is talking about circumcision of the heart. Amen. Go ahead.
Amen. And the Lord thy God will circumcise thine heart.
Not, you know, your outward self, you know.
Right.
He'll circumcise your heart. He will. That's a promise. If you believe, if you have faith, if you really want to depart from sin so that your soul can go to heaven and stay out of hell and the lake of fire. Then read it again.
And the Lord thy God will circumcise thine heart.
This is a promise. Okay? The Jews received this in the Old Testament. Then what?
And the heart of thy seed to love the Lord.
Your children. Okay? And your posterity. Then what?
To love the Lord thy God with all thine heart.
That's a promise. Only if you love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your body. That means the Logos, the Word of God. That means the promises of God. Only if you believe that. Okay, then what?
To love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul, that thou mayest live.
That you might live eternally in heaven. And escape the fiery bowels of the pit of hell. Okay, and so this is the Greek word is all called logion, L-O-G-I-O-N. That means word. The New Testament Greek is logos, which means word. These are important sayings, very important sayings. Or messages, especially supernatural ones. Here the Apostle Paul uses the word to encompass the entire Old Testament. The Jews received the very words of the true God. That's Deuteronomy 4:1 and 2. And yeah, you can read it for yourself. My time is up. Chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, Mark 12:24, Luke 16:29, John 5:39. So you want to believe the word? The Lord says, the Logos, that these things were given to the Jews first. So there's much advantage to them because if they believed it, if they allowed the Lord to circumcise their heart. And that happened in the New Testament. The first church was the Jewish people that became born-again Jewish Christians. They believed the gospel, the promises of God. And you can be saved too, just like they were. You can be grafted into the true olive tree, the Jewish word of God that came to the Jews, by saying this prayer. Say to the Lord, if you don't want to spend eternity swimming in the lake of fire, screaming your head off, say to the Lord, My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. And I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former sins. And I believe that God raised, that's a promise. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead because this is a promise that he did. You know, the word says so. By the power of the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that circumcises you into my heart. I know that you will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You said, all that call upon my name, the Lord's name, shall be saved. Therefore, I know that you have heard me because I know that you're everywhere. You fill all space. I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul that was condemned, and now I'm saved. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, now, Sharon, tell the listeners how they may receive a copy, a CD, or a tape, whatever they request, program number 418.
Go to AlamoMinistries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo, World Pastor, stating tune in tomorrow for another powerful program. It's powerful because I'm preaching the powerful Word of God, His promises. Amen?
Amen.
And it becomes power unto you if you receive them, if you believe them by faith. Amen?
Amen.
All right, and so we Christians, there's a starting line and a finishing line. We have to go onward, onward, onward until the end, because only those who believe to the end shall continue on to the end shall be saved. And here I am singing, onward, onward, Christian soldiers.
National attention has been focused on banner headlines proclaiming Christians are being kidnapped, tortured, committed to mental institutions, accused of brainwashing and mind control. Arise, Christian America. The King is coming. Hold fast. The day of the Lord is here.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war.
War against Satan.
With the cross
Resisting.
Of Jesus going on.
By fleeing from the appearance of evil.
Christ,
put on the mind of Christ.
Master
continue to the end.
Leads against the foe.
And praise the Lord.
Forward into battle. See his banners go. Onward, Christian soldiers.